But the cocoon isolates the emanations that are inside its web and thereby directs the pressure. I've mentioned to you that the old seers were masters of the art of handling awareness, he went on. What I can add now is that they were the masters of that art because they learned to manipulate the structure of man's cocoon. I've said to you that they unraveled the mystery of being aware. By that, I meant that they saw and realized that awareness is a glow in the cocoon of living beings. They rightly called it the glow of awareness. He explained that the old seers saw that man's awareness is a glow of amber luminosity, more intense than the rest of the cocoon. That glow is on a narrow vertical band on the extreme right side of the cocoon, running along its entire length. The mastery of the old seers was to move that glow, to make it spread from its original setting on the surface of the cocoon inward across its width. He stopped talking and looked at Genaro, who was still sound asleep. Genaro doesn't give a fig about explanations, he said. He's a doer. My benefactor pushed him constantly to face insoluble problems, so he entered into the left side proper and never had a chance to ponder and wonder. Is it better to be that way, Don Juan? It depends. For him, it's perfect. For you and for me, it wouldn't be satisfactory because in one way or another, we are called upon to explain. Genaro, or my benefactor, are more like the old than the new seers. They can control and do what they want with the glow of awareness. He stood up from the mat where we were sitting and stretched his arms and legs. I pressed him to continue talking. He smiled and said that I needed to rest, that my concentration was waning. There was a knock at the door. I woke up. It was dark. For a moment, I could not remember where I was. There was something in me that was far away, as if part of me were still asleep, yet I was fully awake. Enough moonlight came through the open window so that I could see. I saw Don Genaro get up and go to the door. I realized then that I was at his house. Don Juan was sound asleep on a mat on the floor. I had the distinct impression that the three of us had fallen asleep after returning dead tired from a trip to the mountains. Don Genaro lit his kerosene lantern. I followed him into the kitchen. Someone had brought him a pot of hot stew and a stack of tortillas. Who brought you food? I asked him. Do you have a woman around here that cooks for you? Don Juan had come into the kitchen. Both of them looked at me, smiling. For some reason, their smiles were terrifying to me. I was about to scream in terror, in fact, when Don Juan hit me on the back and made me shift into a state of heightened awareness. I realized then that perhaps during my sleep, or as I woke up, I had drifted back to everyday awareness. The sensation I experienced then, once I was back in heightened awareness, was a mixture of relief and anger and the most acute sadness. I was relieved that I was myself again, for I had come to regard those incomprehensible states as being my true self. There was one simple reason for that. In those states, I felt complete. Nothing was missing from me. The anger and the sadness were a reaction to impotence. I was more aware than ever of the limitations of my being. I asked Don Juan to explain to me how it was possible for me to do what I was doing. In states of heightened awareness, I could look back and remember everything about myself. I could give an account of everything I had done in either state. I could even remember my incapacity to recollect. But once I had returned to my normal, everyday level of awareness, I could not recall anything I had done in heightened awareness, even if my life depended on it.
Hold it. Hold it there,
he said. You haven't remembered anything yet. Heightened awareness is only an intermediate state. There is infinitely more beyond that, and you have been there many, many times. Right now, you can't remember, even if your life depends on it. He was right. I had no idea what he was talking about. I pleaded for an explanation. The explanation is coming, he said. It's a slow process, but we'll get to it. It is slow because I am just like you. I like to understand. I am the opposite of my benefactor, who was not given to explaining. For him, there was only action. He used to put us squarely against incomprehensible problems and let us resolve them for ourselves. Some of us never did resolve anything, and we ended up very much in the same boat with the old seers. All action and no real knowledge. Are those memories trapped in my mind? I asked. No, that would make it too simple, he replied. The actions of seers are more complex than dividing a man into mind and body. You have forgotten what you've done or what you've witnessed because when you were performing what you've forgotten, you were seeing. I asked Don Juan to reinterpret what he had just said. Patiently, he explained that everything I had forgotten had taken place in states in which my everyday awareness had been enhanced, intensified, a condition that meant that other areas of my total being were used. Whatever you've forgotten is trapped in those areas of your total being, he said. To be using those other areas is to see. I'm more confused than ever, Don Juan, I said. I don't blame you, he said. Seeing is to lay bare the core of everything, to witness the unknown and to glimpse into the unknowable. As such, it doesn't bring one solace. Seers ordinarily go to pieces on finding out that existence is incomprehensibly complex and that our normal awareness maligns it with its limitations. He reiterated that my concentration had to be total, that to understand was of crucial importance, that the new seers placed the highest value on deep, unemotional realizations. For instance, the other day, he went on, when you understood about La Gordas and your self-importance, you didn't understand anything really. You had an emotional output.